edge of musical knowledge. Prizes College of Musical Knowledge, with Victory Bond prizes, a big cash bonus, and lots of that makes you want to dance music. And here's the man who leads the cheers and wipes away the students' tears, Professor K. Kaiser.
Folks, hi, y'all. You know, it's swell to be back with all you children, and we're starting our fall semester with the GI patients and staff at the Army's big regional hospital at Pasadena, Carmel, California. You know, we got six scholars with happy faces we're going to put through their paces for $240 in prizes, but first, I'd better check up on things around here. You know, I've been gone a long time. Say, Ferdy Froghammer, I know you'll tell me the truth. Say, Ferdy, how are things around the old camp? Still the same?
Oh, no, Professor. I don't think you're going to like it. Professor Harris changed things all around. For one thing, he hired a two-headed dean of English.
A two-headed dean of English?
Yeah. Professor Harris said he liked to watch him eat watermelon.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. One head eats the watermelon and the other head spits out the seeds.
Ferdy, get out of here.
I can't go yet. The student body has elected me to welcome you back. I'm supposed to read a speech to you.
A speech? Oh, that's nice, Ferdy. Go ahead and read it.
Okay. Dear Professor, of all the great men in the world, the one we respect and admire is you.
Just
of all the great teachers, the one we look up to and honor is you.
Just me. Well, oh, that's very nice, Ferdy. But are you glad to have me back? Well, say something.
I ran out of tissue.
Ferdy, get out of here.
I can't go yet. I gotta warn you about those strange people Phil Harris brought into the college. They're running loose all over the place, so be on your guard.
Strange people? Okay, I'll watch out for them.
Professor, quizzem time is near. The scholars want to start exams.
Well, Dean, in a minute I'll give them mental colic, but first let's frisk and frolic. What I mean is, come on, Dylan, just dance. Romance. It's Michael Douglas, Handsome Michael, to sing a beautiful ballad. Mike, turn it on, man.
I see stars in your eyes when my lips beg your lips to surrender. Stars in your eyes when we kiss and you whisper your mind. Stars lead the sky, but the night still is bright in their splendor. Deep in your eyes, lovely stars still continue to shine. No matter what dawn may bring, no matter what you may say, there's always one little thing that always gives you away. Stars in your eyes make me thrill with a thrill oh so tender. I realize love is ours by the stars in your eyes.
Professor, welcome back to my old sidekick, Bud Heaston, as our Dean of Public Speaking. Yes, sir, we're glad to have you back from the Pacific, Bud. And now our first contestant is Private Earl Bartlett from Wood Cross, Utah. All right, Earl Bartlett. Earl Bartlett from Utah, you tell him. Our first musical question tonight is from Miss Mary Hunter of Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's musical riddles, isn't that gay? The answers are in the song. Now, first, what is the longest word in the English language? The longest word in the English language. Maybe this song title will help you. This is the name of it. Mile. Mile. The longest word in the English language. It starts with an S, ends with an S, and there's a mile between them all. Oh, no, it gets worse. Listen to this one. Which are the strongest days in the year? This may help. All right. It's one word. It's the name of a day of the week.
Saturday.
No, you're close. You're all...
Sunday.
Oh, yes. Sunday is the strongest day in the year. The rest are weekdays. Man, my trip hasn't helped a thing. The corn is still popping. Here we go.
It's, well, hello. It is Whack Corporal Mildred Monson from Minden, Nebraska. Holy mackerel. Oh, yes. All right, Mildred. Mildred, come a little closer to the microphone.
I'm here.
Oh, that's fine. Say, Mildred, for Mrs. L. Wake for the St. Louis, Missouri, let's play our new game called Whose Is It? It's a brand new gray deluxe Ford sedan, the first off the post-war assembly line. Whose is it?
President Truman.
Right. President Harry's got it. It's a specially designed general's cap, loaded with gold braid and the only one of its kind in the Pacific. Whose is it?
General MacArthur.
General Douglas MacArthur. It's a beautiful $2,000 silver-mounted saddle meant to be used on a certain white horse. Whose is it?
Admiral Nimitz.
Oh, no, no, no.
Admiral Halsey.
You're right, Admiral Halsey. That's exactly right.
Professor, I want to play Whose Is It?
Okay, Freddie, go right ahead and play Whose Is It?
All right. It's a dirty towel.
A dirty towel? I give up. Whose is it?
I don't know. I found it on the floor in the washroom.
Get up! Zicker, a member of famous Blacker organization, an officer in the Blacker organization. Say, Yeoman Frank Lowe of Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, my hometown, says that the roosters all over the nation are mad because all during the war, they've been waking up an hour too late. What a predicament. If we turn the clocks back by government order on roosters, will at last be able to sing.
My time is your time.
The roosters will be able to say my time is your time. That's the theme song of Rooster Valley. Rudy Valley. Woo, I'm a gay chick, ain't I? Say, you know, some famous folks have last names that denote time. For instance, Misha is a what?
Hour.
Hour, that's right. And Dennis is a...
A day.
A day, right. Anson is week. And Ona is a what, son? Ona is a what, son?
Munson.
A Munson, that's exactly right. Hey, wait a minute. Before you go, come over here, will you, Sergeant? I want to ask you, what does this mean, a member of the famous Blacker organization?
Blacker, that's
B-L-A-C-A.
Well, if you want to laugh, that's the Busted Leg Association of Kaput Athletes.
I think, no, but seriously, what does B-L-A-C-A, Blacker, mean?
Blacker, seriously, Kay, that's the Bilateral Leg Amputee Club of America. It's a new veterans organization we started about a month ago for all boys through servicemen in this war who have lost both their legs in action.
No kidding. And where did it start? Out at what hospital?
Up at Utah, Bushnell General.
Bushnell General.
Got 75 members now.
Isn't that a great... Listen, I want to tell you right here, Sarge, you're a good sport. And I'm going to tell you, if you hadn't told me, I would have never known, and there's not a guy or a gal in this audience would have known. And I think it's truly wonderful. Don't you? What about it? Thank you, Sarge. What a man. Hot dog, that's my boy. And that's my boy. And there's his mother right there. Hello, Mom. Yes, sir. That's the kind of guys our guys are made out of.
And here's the winner of the first exam, Ted.
And it is. The winner of the first exam is, and this is, oh, rightly so, he really had the answers, Sergeant Edward Ruzica from the Blacker Organization, Los Angeles. Hey! Look at that smiling face on that good-looking kid. Ah, my lad, you won your gold. We'll make you queen of the Pasadena Rose Bowl. And we'll crown you with this $50.50, Vaughn, first prize. Now, the other two get 10 in stamps. And our winner in this exam also gets to compete for the nice $100 cash bonus and our Brain Buster quiz a little later on. It's gorgeous, Georgia Carroll.
It's Wyatt Private First Class Dorothy Lee, Dorothy Lee Skinner of Akron, Ohio. Oh, Miss Skinner. Oh, you are bindy. Miss Skinner, you know, the boys are coming back now to their hometowns and cities all over the land. So from the things I mentioned, Private Robert Robles of San Diego, I want you to name the different cities that come to your mind. The Liberty Bell. That brings to mind what city?
New York City.
Oh, no. You've eaten a certain kind of cream cheese, haven't you? Oh, it's about 90 miles south of New York City. It's a big city, and it is a certain kind of cream cheese. It isn't Boston cream cheese. Students! Philadelphia, where the Liberty Bell hangs. The Mardi Gras. What city does that bring to your mind?
New Orleans.
Yes, she beat the bell. She certainly didn't you? Yes, you did. Oh, yes. That's right. And what about the Alamo? The Alamo, what city? What city? It's in Texas. The Rose of Students.
San Antonio,
that's right. San Antonio Rose. San Antonio sat on attack and San Antonio Rose. Oh, boy, that stinks. Knob Hill. What city does Knob Hill bring to your mind? Oh, Jeanette McDonald, hanging in a picture. San Francisco.
Hey, Professor, what city does this remind you of? The Chicago Fire.
Oh, Chicago.
You've been peeking.
Get out of here. Thank you very much. Thank you a lot, Miss Skinner. And now here's Sergeant George Bouchard. Is that right? George Bouchard from Fall River, Massachusetts. Oh! Oh, yes, sir. And now, Brother Bouchard, from the College Department of Orchestra Theme, Dorothy Bales of Detroit wants us to play the theme of a dusky trumpeter, famed not only for his trumpet, but also for his singing.
Yeah. His theme goes something like this. Yeah.
Harry James? Oh, no. This is a colored orchestra leader who also sings. I don't think Harry sings. He's known as Satchmo. Yes, sir. Oh. Satchmo, boy. And if your leg is as arm as strong as your arm, you know, you've got a arm flat as strong there.
Fat Swallows.
Who?
Fat Swallows.
Fat Swallows. No. I said your arm is strong.
Oh. Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong. That's right. Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong. That's right.
Louis Armstrong. That's right. You got it, didn't I? Say, can you name another trumpet playing band leader whose name is Louis? Sing. Please don't touch the banana. Name Louis. Students! Louis Prima. Thank you. That's all, my boy. And now it's Henry Holley. Say, Henry. Private Dean Reynolds of Madison, Wisconsin, says that some of the world's most famous classic melodies are leading double lives these days. For instance, here's a Chopin melody he called a fantasy impromptu. But we know it by another title, a popular title. Here it is. Listen. I'm always...
Thinking of you.
Oh, no. I'm always chasing brunettes. Oh, no.
I'm always chasing rainbows.
That's what I said, didn't you? You certainly did. I'm chasing rainbows. That's right. Now, here's a Chopin composition, which is number one on the hit parade. Listen. Now, that's number one, and we know it by the title of Till the End of Time. But is that Chopin's Pollywaddle-doodle, Polonaise, or Pollywaddle-cracker?
Polonaise.
How do you get that? That's very good. Chopin, Polonaise, and A-flat. All right.
Second exam honor student, Professor.
And the winner of the second exam is, it's winner, contestant number one. The winner is Private Henry Holley from Pulaski, Tennessee. Yes, sir, Henry. As a student, you were nifty, so caress this victory bond for us 50. Yours is first prize in our second exam. Now the other two scholars can feast their lamps on $10 in saving stamps. And winner number two, stay in the hall. You have to answer the call for our $100 brain buster question later on. But now recess is here. So grab a chick and hit a lick as the band plays March Frost. Well, town crowd, come on.
Your eyes are blue, your kisses too. I never knew what they could do. I can't think that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind. This place you go, they can't think that you're in love with me.
I have always placed you far above me.
Love me.
college brains your brain. Professor, it's the final inning. Who'll do the winning?
Well, it must be one of our senior classmen. It's either Sergeant Edward Ruzicka from Los Angeles, who won the first round, or Private Henry Holly of Pulaski, Tennessee, who won the second round. And with a twitch and a throb, a gulp and a sob, they both have their eyes fixed on $100 in cold cash. Now, there's just one question, boys, and 30 seconds to answer. The money going to the one who answers correctly first. But if you both miss, the money goes over to next week and becomes $200 when we hold class next Wednesday with the men of the Army Air Forces Redistribution Station in Santa Ana. Now, ready? Get set. Here we go to train your brain. The question. Steve O'Neill is the manager of the Tigers. Who is the manager of the Washington Senators? No help, no hint. 30 seconds for $100.
How's it lose?
He's got it. On it, Sergeant Ruzicka.
How's it lose?
Yes, sir, that's really wonderful. Sergeant Edward Ruzicka said Ozzy Bougie, who is really the manager of the Washington Senators. Edward Ruzicka is an officer in the Blacker organization, and he wins $100, and I can think of nobody I'd be prouder to present it to. Thank you, Sergeant Ruzicka. All right. Man, that was thrilling. You know, you men were sharp as tacks, and you each can defray your income tax with your $50 victory funds. Your buddies won't take it hard. They each go back to the ward with $10 in stamps. And to all six for being eager and willing, our thanks from all the college children. And
this is the Armed Forces Radio Service.